It's time for the CGH Medical Center program, and on the phone is Stephanie Woodfall, nurse practitioner at CGH and in the pulmonary and sleep medicine departments at CGH. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I cannot pronounce the doctor that you work for, so you'll have to do that for me.
Trevor Honest, but everybody calls him Dr. Trev.
Okay, that would be easier.
Yes.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've worked at CGH since 2008. I started as a registered nurse on surgical floor. And then 2 years ago, I started working as a nurse practitioner in sleep medicine and pulmonology after getting my master's degree. I got my master's and my bachelor's from Northern Illinois University. And here I am.
And I know we've discussed sleep disorders, or Brian did, with you before. So tell me, what is pulmonology?
Pulmonology pertains to lung disorders. The most common ones I treat are COPD, emphysema, asthma. We treat other like scarring disorders of the lungs, chronic coughs, things like that. Kind of primarily what we do in pulmonology.
And COPD, you mentioned a common condition that you manage. What exactly is COPD?
COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It's a very common condition. It's caused by a lot of different factors. Smoking is the most common one. Basically, over time, the smallest units of people's lungs, alveoli, where your gas exchange actually takes place, they actually wear out, kind of like your skin wears out after smoking for a while. When these little units stretch out, they trap carbon dioxide, or air with carbon dioxide, in them. So your lungs are always, in a COPD patient, are always a little bit hyperexpanded. So it's hard to get air out, which makes it hard to get fresh oxygen-rich air in. So in essence, it makes breathing difficult. Along with that, some people have a condition called chronic bronchitis, where you produce a lot of a phlegm in your lungs, and that can also make it hard to breathe. Some people have both. Some people have more one or the other. It's kind of sometimes people have a mixture of them, both of those too. So,
what are some signs and symptoms of COPD then?
Shortness of breath is the biggest sign. Usually it starts with shortness of breath with activity, especially stair climbing. Some people will have a chronic cough, particularly in the morning. They get respiratory tract infections very easily, and especially if you smoke or have worked in some kind of industry where you're breathing in a lot of noxious substances, that can also support the diagnosis of COPD.
And how is, you mentioned some of the causes, or one of the main causes is smoking. What other causes are there of COPD?
There's a lot. Pollution is a cause. Actually breathing in different industrial fumes, dusts, metal dusts, things like that can cause COPD too. Different drugs, intravenous drugs, cocaine, marijuana, long-term use of those can cause COPD too. Some people have a genetic variant of COPD that's a little bit different than the normal type, where they get it even if they're not a smoker. Some people, for reasons that aren't completely clear, will get it even if they don't smoke, too. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get it. Secondhand smoke is a big reason people get COPD, too.
And how is COPD treated?
Generally, we treat COPD with different inhalers, inhalers that help open up your airways so you can get oxygen in and carbon dioxide out. We also give people inhalers a lot of times that have a small dose of steroid in them to help reduce the inflammation in the airways, which is pretty typical of COPD. So inhalers is probably the biggest way to treat it. Also, exercise activities and things like that are very important. Getting your vaccines is very, very important with COPD, particularly the flu and both pneumonia shots.
What are some things you can do if you have COPD to slow the progression of it?
One of the biggest things is to stop smoking, because even though you have COPD, unfortunately it's not a curable condition. It gets worse over time. If you continue to smoke, that accelerates the damage that you do to your lungs. So stopping smoking is the biggest single thing you could do. Exercise, keeping active, especially aerobic exercise. My patients that are physically active tend to do a lot better than the ones that aren't. Keeping a reasonable weight is important as well. Sometimes people with COPD can be overweight or underweight. Nutrition is a big factor. Sometimes people with advanced COPD tend to kind of waste away, so making sure that they're eating enough to keep their stamina up is important. Again, vaccines, I can't stress that enough, how flu, pneumonia, vaccines are very important. Because when someone with COPD gets sick, cold, a lot of times it goes right into their lungs and it can flare up their COPD, and that can actually advance it too. Keeping away from sick people and try not to get sick, which is difficult this time of year as the weather is changing.
Does COPD affect sleep?
Actually, it does. With COPD, some patients with COPD have lower oxygen levels just because the mechanisms by which you get oxygen into your lungs are faulty in people with COPD, and their oxygen levels can go down at night. Additionally, you can have a buildup of carbon dioxide in, too, because we tend to breathe slower in our sleep, which can make you feel confused, drowsy. Sleep apnea, which is another condition I treat where you stop breathing in your sleep, can also make COPD worse. So actually, COPD and sleep are pretty related. They have a lot of things in common, or ways they affect each other.
The thing I've always been confused about, is COPD emphysema, or it's completely different, two different diseases?
That's a really good question. COPD is actually a blanket term. I think they're trying to get that changed, but it encompasses actually three different diseases. One is emphysema, which is, like I talked about earlier, you stretch out the innermost workings of your lungs where you get, you trap carbon dioxide. And you don't get as much oxygen, and that's emphysema. And COPD also encompasses two other disorders, one being chronic bronchitis, where you tend to cough up a lot of secretions and phlegm in the morning and throughout the day. People tend to get sick more. Also, asthma is included under COPD. As we get older, the treatment for asthma and COPD kind of blurs together. So COPD is kind of a vague, all-encompassing term. I think they put them all in one category because we treat them all similarly, but it actually represents three very distinct diseases, two of which have to do closely with smoking and inhaling noxious substances. The third, asthma, is a genetic disorder.
And Stephanie, lots of good information there. Are you accepting new patients, and how does someone want make an appointment with you if they want to see you?
Yeah, we're always accepting new patients, Dr. Trevoronis and I. You don't need a referral, so if you just call the office. We are in Sterling 2 days a week on Tuesdays and Fridays. You can call the main clinic there. And then we also go to Dixon 2 days a week. That's on Mondays and Wednesdays, so there's some flexibility of where you can see us. But if you just call and make an appointment, again, you don't need a referral. We accept all insurances, Medicare, Medicaid. So,
sounds good, Stephanie. And you're located in Dixon at 1321 North Galena Avenue, and that number is 284-1600, and the main clinic in Sterling, 625-4790. Thanks for all the information, Stephanie. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.